Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
I'm Peter King. How has 2020 affected your New Year's resolutions? Well, I asked my Facebook friends about it, and here are some of the answers. Jean in Port Orange, Florida says she'll try to be more positive. John in South Florida says he'll live like it's 1999. Jason in Nebraska, Muffet here in Orlando, both want to go somewhere, anywhere. Jason says only after he gets the vaccine. Kimberly in Lakeland, Florida says, stop wasting time. Many say they'll never take friends or family or anything else for granted again. For me, it's the same thing as every year, more so now. To be thankful for what I've got, something I know is much easier said than done for so many. Wishing you a better 2021, I'm Peter King, CBS News.